Welcome to the Chasing Brighter podcast.
You're about to go on a journey of self-discovery as we chase a brighter you. Every single week, we will bring you new episodes that will cover everything from lifestyle and tips to more serious conversations about grief, life, and hardships.
Allow this show to be a reminder to always keep chasing a brighter version of you. Let's get into it. Hi, Jess. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just inhaled my lunch. My new obsession, for lack of a better word, is a detox, this detox salad. I don't know if I've ever told you about it. My nutritionist, Jenny, who I love, who we've had on the pod recently, or actually not so recently, she introduced me to this detox salad, and it's all these fresh vegetables, kale, broccoli, carrots, blah, blah, blah. And there's a bazillion different recipes for it, but I've stuck with one that I really like, and you can make a huge batch of it. And it's a salad. I make it on Sunday, and it's now Thursday that we're recording this, and it's still good. I put the dressing in it and everything. The kale doesn't get soggy. So every day when I have lunch, I just grab a serving of that, add some other things to it because you can add different things.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. I really like it. And it's so much easy to, like, when we're on the go all the time, to grab something. So I'll put it in the show notes. I do notice it just helps with my energy levels too, just because it's like full of fresh veggies.
Yeah. I just went back to Foodie Fit, which we do every once in a while. So they're, I think they're like a franchise. They're franchised out. But if you're not familiar, you can order pre-made meals. So they do the meal prep for you, and it shows the macros and the calories and everything on it. And then also you can order like protein, veggies, carbs, whatever you like. I think I checked about one time because I spent a chunk of change, but I got free cooked steak for a meal for our family. And it's still cheaper and cleaner than eating out. So I just had my breakfast. And then I also talked to Jess about going back to Every Plate, which is the same as HelloFresh. They're like the same company. But we were doing that, and then we got behind. But that's just nice because they deliver you the ingredients and everything. And this is just such like a really busy time of year. It's hard to use brain energy.
Yeah.
Or meal planning, and also the time to get to the grocery store.
Yeah. It's just the beginning for us. Baseball season isn't quite in full throes yet. So I know it's coming. And so I've had a little bit more time than I will in the future.
Yeah. So,
yeah. It's just thinking about things on the go that are easy, to your point. And making your life easy, like not stressing out about stuff, figuring out what are the things. I was talking with one of my friends this week where it's like the things that you outsource to make your life easier versus the things that you do yourself for whatever reason.
Yeah. No, definitely. And we are planning our summer because Gabby has the big Colorado Sparkler. We're going to Colorado again. And I talked with another family so we can share, you know, hotels are expensive, and also when you're there a really long time, it's hard to keep kids entertained in a hotel room. So we're talking about, then you end up spending more money because you're not trying to be in the hotel room. So we're looking at renting houses. It's pricey. It's really pricey, so it's been challenging. But we decided that we would stay far away, and we found this cabin in the mountains where you have to have four-wheel drive, and she has a big truck and we have a big truck. And so we were so excited, we finally like clicked book, and the woman was like, "Ah, darn it, someone booked before you clicked book."
Oh, no.
And we were going back and forth all day. And then they add the fees. It's like we had a price, but then they added fees. I didn't want to click without her permission. Even though I know she trusts me, I didn't want to like have us go over budget because of the fees. So now I'm finding more places, which will be a little bit further out. But if you're in club sports, you're used to driving. Like we drive like three times a week, an hour north for Gabby's batting. Like we drive an hour all the time. When you live in a city and you have to travel, like, somewhere outside your neighborhood. So we were like, you know what? If it's an hour out, but we can have an amazing time and be in the forest, we're going to do it. We're trying to find some properties.
It's, you know what? Beckett had a soccer tournament this weekend, and it was 40 minutes to an hour 10, depending on the time of day. We were driving back and forth from the suburbs.
And it's local.
It's local.
Yeah.
And we, one of his teammates, they booked a hotel because they had an 8 a.m. game.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, maybe I didn't think about that. So they didn't have to get up so early. But you do just get used to it, too, that you're driving back and forth. Yeah. So, yeah.
I wouldn't sleep well the first night in the hotel. So then that would have been a wash for me. But I was talking to Julie because she lives in Colorado Springs. And I was asking her about the locations. And she was like, well, it's going to be a bit of a drive. And I was like, we are so used to getting about 5 a.m. for sports. It's okay, whatevs. Even if we're close to the stadium, like sometimes we have to get up, get all your clothes on, get all the gear on. For Gabby, she has long hair, so we have to get her hair fixed. And so we all have to get up an hour before we need to leave anyway. And so we're used to it, but well, I'm super bummed about that location.
That sucks. I think it's always a trade-off, right?
Yeah.
Because this year, like, Becca's got a big soccer tournament and we're not staying where the team is staying, because when we went last year, we found a hotel that was like literally right by the fields.
Yeah.
And so a couple of us parents got together and was like, hey, let's stay at this place. It's closer. It is more expensive, but we felt like we were driving back and forth so much that we were like,
yeah, depending on the tournament. And with the Colorado Sparkler, like, you might not play till 4 p.m. that day. It's such a long tournament. You might only have one game that day. You might have no games that day.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So
that's the same with Bex.
This is, I want to show you.
The one that you didn't get?
Yes. So we can go on and about it. Okay. You're like, oh, that's cute. Blah, blah. Let me just show you the backyard really fast. And they also were like, you can't have oxygen tanks at that level.
Because
that's the backyard.
Altitude?
It was like 100 acres in the forest. So
can I say that, like, one of my grand visions of my life is like owning a house, an A-frame house on a lake.
Okay. On a lake.
On a lake.
You like the water.
I love
that. I feel mosquitoes. I hear mosquitoes.
You probably do, Jess. That's probably not going to be. You won't be visiting me too much.
In the fall.
I'll get it fogged before you come over.
I know. Now I found these two other cabins.
Okay. So beautiful
that I'm looking at. And you know what? It's crazy. That one we looked at had no air conditioning because it's 20 degrees cooler than Denver. It was up 10,000 feet.
Neat.
Because you are more watery. I'm more
Aunt
foresty.
Jeep's house from Denver?
Because of traffic, and we might be going during rush hour. Because when I stayed in Julie's house in Colorado Springs, Julie is in the north side of Colorado Springs. So we just hopped right on the highway and went to Denver. We gave ourselves an hour and a half, 2 hours, just because of traffic. It would normally be like an hour. And so they would be southwest Colorado Springs. So you'd have to add more time, but also we wouldn't be able to share that with another family. It's a very small little cabin with two bedrooms, a shared room, a super cute deck, and a bath. Super cute, but we wouldn't be able to share with anybody. And we also, their cabin is so cute, but it's like where all these little cabins are, like in the forest. And we think we want like a yard. Think about your kids. They're going to want to be outside. You know what I mean? But you don't want to, like, if it's an Airbnb, you don't want to bother neighbors or bother people because they're going to be complaining about your crazy kids.
Who's going with you? So somebody in addition to, are your other children coming with you?
Definitely Giovanni.
Okay.
Dominic is supposed to have a tournament the same time in Phoenix. And so I had rented an Airbnb for mom to take him to Phoenix, although now they're saying it's going to be canceled. So this other family, it's like perfect because they have a son that's Dominic's age, but he loves to play with Gio. And then they have two girls. So just all the kids get along so well and play together so well. Right. And so we're just like wiffle ball in the front yard. Like they love all playing wiffle ball and they play hide and seek. They're crazy. They find all kinds of crazy things to do. So when you're looking at the Airbnbs, a lot of the ones in Denver are like in the city. And this one was like, we have a rooftop deck, like the rules. But if the neighbor sees you on the deck doing something, I'm sorry, it's going to be five teenagers. Someone's going to be doing something stupid. You don't want the Airbnb people who have all those rules because you're like, it's six kids. It'll be six kids. I don't know what they're going to be doing. Or do you not read through those thoroughly rules when you go?
I don't.
Unruly children.
I don't have unruly children. I whip them into shape. But I think the other part, though, is really just it's about, I think some of that's about like the party kids, not so much the kids sometimes as it's like There are places that they don't want kids. There are places they just don't want parties.
But I think that there are a lot of Airbnb, VRBO hosts who have a lot of roles. And if you are going to list a lot of roles, I don't want to stay at your house. You know, when they're like, only wear socks, don't let gravel in, park on this side, not that side. I'm like, yeah, I'm out already. That's too stressful.
I actually somewhat feel the opposite, because I think the people of a lot of rules are trying to keep a nicer experience for the people who stay there. And so the rules are meant to deter
my crowd,
the chuckleheads,
kind of people. Because I just think it's like they have I think there's all different kinds of vacations. And for this particular vacation, they want to have a lot of fun. And I don't want to be in some like fuddy-duddy place where it's, oh crap, the ball went over the neighbor's yard. I don't want to deal with that.
Going into it, everybody around you hates you and doesn't want you there.
Yeah. I think rentals are controversial. Neighbors might be pissed off about it. Yeah. So that's why we're trying to live in a forest where no one sees us.
Plus you can.
That would be perfect for us.
Plus you can. So that's cool. That'll be fun. Yeah. I just got we were just looking through even just summer camp. So when we are home, that registration is actually next week for us. And I have to have my timer because I'm supposed to go to coffee with some friends. So I have some angst because it's 9 a.m. on the dot. You have to register your child or like your child won't get into the camp.
Yeah.
So it's a little nerve wracking.
And then do people get waitlisted?
Yeah. But if you're on the waitlist, you're screwed. Okay. So like everyone.
Well, your
like
boys are getting older. Are they going to not want to do camp anymore? Or?
Beckett has to do camp. Wes is, they have to do. They need to do this camp. It's a half block from our house and it's a good opportunity for them because Wes's is a leadership camp. So it's more geared toward teens, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So
you want them out of the house.
I'm not going to. No way. They can't be home. They cannot be home. That just isn't going to work.
I had a couple of topics I wanted to bring up during mom talk. Okay. I want you to tell me your thoughts on where you are, because I know that you're not sometimes as tapped in to, what I want to say, pop culture. I watched this movie on Netflix called Good on Paper. Have you
Sounds
seen
familiar.
It?
I think I saw it pop up in my search.
Okay. So it is written by Eliza Schlesinger. Mm-hmm. She is a comedian and it is based on her true life account where she dated this guy, I think, for 3 months. And every single thing he said to her was a lie, even that his mother had cancer. And she met his family and she met all these things. And he just lied about every single thing ever. And so
did
the movie
you
is based
ever,
on that.
That's very interesting. There is a podcast that I follow. Did you follow that one, too? There was a story about this woman who she ended up getting her mom involved, too. Where it was like this huge lie about she raised money because they said she had cancer. So everybody rallied around and raised this money for her. And then she would say she was in remission. And this whole story over all these years, she ended up getting involved with the church and all stuff and ended up being all a lie.
Yeah.
And so she like defrauded hundreds of people. They're like tens of thousands.
That's illegal. But like lying to somebody else. So there is this TikTok, a client told me about this, a TikTok. She has 5 sections of the TikTok on who the F did I marry? And she got a book deal and it's going to be a movie. If anybody watches TikTok, look up Who the F Did I Marry?
Okay, that's interesting.
Crazy.
This one was Scamanda. Have you seen it on podcasts? Lists? It was like a bestseller for a long time. It was very messed up for 7 years. She told people she had Hodgkin's lymphoma. She was lying. She swindled $100,000 out of 350 donors. She kept going to trial and stuff, but the podcast was fascinating because
that's like the book I read, No One Can Tell, and she was physically abusive to her kids, but she lied about having cancer the whole time to her husband. But on this one, Good on Paper, and the other one is it's like when an intimate partner lies to you in this day and age. And on Who the F Did I Marry, she met him right before COVID. And so you could see how like things were weird on COVID, right? When she'd confront him, he'd be like, oh, it was canceled, that couldn't cope, whatever. And we ended up marrying him, got pregnant, had a miscarriage. They were together and he lied about every single thing ever that they were ever did. Like, it's crazy and she married him. And her TikToks became, she just started saying, I'm going to tell you my story. It was like part one, part two, but it got to part 52. So only got to like part 16. And she was like, this is what I did wrong. This is what he did, right? This is where there are going to be red flags all over. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to let you know where I messed up. And they were like looking at homes, and he showed her pre-qualifications. They were looking at homes, looking at homes, looking at homes. And then something would fall through. He was like having her, he was like paying her rent, but he was like going to buy her a car. But they kept looking at cars, but never actually buying a car. It was just crazy. And with good on paper, he lied. And it just, it's just really interesting to me on how
so
far it can go.
Yeah. So the show on Netflix, is it like, like a documentary or like a
docu-series? No, it's a comedy. She made a comedy movie, and it ends very differently than how it ended in real life.
Oh.
But she said that they were together 3 months, which I think is appropriate. I think it's appropriate. Like with the woman who like got married and then you were together like a year, that's where we're like, okay. But 3 months, like you don't meet people's family right away. You don't meet. So it's like, you don't ask a lot of questions, but then after you start getting more involved with this person, you want to meet them. So on the Who the F Did I Marry, she met one of his siblings and he was on the phone with people all the time. And so she explains how he could have totally been lying, but she trusted he was on the phone and he'd be like, oh, my brother says hi, say hi. Right. It's during COVID. And so they were having family get-togethers and he was like, you want to go to my sister's barbecue? And she's like, no, because it's COVID. I'm not going anywhere. And so anyways, that is crazy. Like, the perfect story.
On Netflix too?
No, that is Who the F Did I Marry is the TikTok series. But she they're going to make it into a movie. It like blew up, like millions and millions of people watched it. And so it's going to be a movie. I haven't followed where she's at now, but like a movie. I think she signed a book deal. So I would like to see that. But the extent that someone like what are they getting out of it? It's crazy.
Yeah. Bad Vegan, did you watch that series on Netflix?
No.
Oh, that was about a woman who has this amazing vegan restaurant. She was like very famous in New York for having this vegan restaurant. And then she ends up falling in love with this guy who ends up getting involved in her business and ultimately ruins her life. But she didn't know it at the time. But it was about same thing. She got involved with a relationship with a person that wasn't who he said he was.
Was it a documentary, you said?
Yes. It's really good.
I thought you were going to say, and they were secretly putting bacon juice in all their recipes.
No, he ended up, he essentially defrauded her out of all of her money. And he eventually took over the restaurant and he just manipulated her to the extent that they were like on the run at the end.
Wow.
It was really crazy.
I would say relationship wise, if you can't meet that person's family, like if they're like, I'm an only child and my parents are dead, that's a red flag for me. If you can't verify that person, how do you know? So to me, being able to meet their friends and family is like really important way to weed some crazy out. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's some good advice, Jess.
Okay. And Google.
Did you have something else you want to talk about? I could go on this. I love the true crime. Like these kind of stories are very fascinating.
I'm constantly keeping notes about things I want to talk about. The other thing is this pisses me off. Tell me if this has come across your desk. There is now a digital treatment for depression. Federal regulators have cleared the app Rejoin to help treat major depressive disorder. Rejoin provides, it's an app. Okay, it's an app, provides a six weeks of emotional training exercises and is meant to be used alongside antidepressants. Researchers reportedly say the app's benefits are minimal and require more studies. Still, the app is expected to be available for download with a prescription for people 22 and older later this year. Really? We're going to be replaced with, so therapists are going to be replaced with an app that doesn't really work? And well, how do they know with psychotropics?
The other thing is, how do you write a prescription for an app? Isn't that what it
is? People can lie.
Can't you just go to Apple Store and download it? I don't understand. How can you provision, coming from the technology side? I don't know how that works.
How can you verify? So you can say, yes, I'm on.
Have a provisioning this. Code that they could say, here, go download this app if you write the script.
So one thing I could think about, and I'm really sad, the app stopped working again, but I use this app as a therapist that I paid for. And then I could put you in my dashboard and you could get a link and you could download the app with the code I gave you.
I'm getting too technical, and then, I know. Which and then isn't really the topic that we wanted to discuss.
But then in that way, I, as a provider, pay to have this app that you can use. So you could, that does work, that you would, that they can only download the app or with a code. I did have something like that for a while to get people to journal and have, it would have automatic prompts. It was for cognitive behavioral therapy. It was interesting.
From what we've been, we're always talking about human connection, the sense of being a part of something. Having yet again technology and an app replace what is maybe one could argue a more meaningful type
right.
of.
Right. When you're depressed, people isolate. And also, like we've talked about in The Body Keeps the Score, like, to me, I am not opposed to psychotropic medication. Don't get me wrong, but that's putting a Band-Aid on it by giving them. You know, depending on what your situation is, sometimes that's putting a Band-Aid on it, because psychotropic medication, all studies show, are most effective when used alongside psychotherapy. And so for best practices, you have someone that's also helping you heal in other ways, not just, I think our society just wants to pop a pill and have things go away. And so the app is just like that. It's, you're depressed, here, do this and you'll feel better. That's annoying.
Yeah. And it drives accountability on the user, which gets a little tough too for the person.
Well, because they can lie.
When they're struggling with something already. But I don't know. It's
like we have to, in Nevada, I have to have 3 units of suicide prevention training every single year. How is that app helping prevent that? So anyways, that was my last rant for today.
So, and we are continuing the month of April. Right, is our focus on awakening. We are so excited to have Whitney Walker, one of our episodes, and imposter syndrome, talking about that, tackling mindset. And then, of course, we have our book coming up that will wrap up our month of April.
The Middle Finger Project, which is so good.
Yeah.
I think it was meant to be an audiobook to begin with. And so if you get a chance to read the audio version, it's so good.
Or listen to the auto version, because reading it might be hard.
Oh, you can listen to it. That's what I meant. You know what I meant. I know. Everybody knows what I meant.
Thanks for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you can hear our latest episodes as soon as they drop.
If you loved today's episode, share with a friend. Come visit us on Instagram or Facebook. Make sure to give us a follow. We have lots of giveaways. If you want to know more about Kelly and I, read our blogs, find more tips, tools, and resources, check that out at chasingbrighter.com. Thanks.